Surf's Up at Gotham Point.
That's right, Joker. And challenging you to the surfing title.
Through my latest invention, the Surfing Experience and Ability Transferometer, all your surfing know-how will be drained out of you and transferred to me.
Some joker drained everything I know about surfing and all my ability with a gizmo called a Surfing Experience and Ability Transferometer. What do you suppose is up, Buzzy?
The surf, Duke.
Welcome to Surf Kings of Gotham, the only podcast we care to learn about that bask in the warm technicolor glow of sitcom vigilanteism, which is Batman 68. I'm your host, Kyle.
And I'm your other host, Brady.
Today, we're watching Season 3, Episode 18. Get ready. Louis Lethal Lilac Time. This episode, directed by Sam Stranges and written by Charles Hoffman. Original air date, January 11th, 1968. Featuring special guest villain, Louis the Lilac, as played by Milton Berle. Our one-sentence Wikipedia summary says, Louis the Lilac abducts Bruce and Dick as part of a new scheme against Gotham. Yep.
Yeah.
As I texted you, it's basically a clip show that at the end takes a weird turn into being Cronenberg body horror.
Yeah. It's so weird and bad and dumb and wrong.
And none of it really makes sense if you think about it for more than a second.
Yeah. Basically, this seems like a vehicle for Milton Berle to try to get It's Lilac Time off the ground as like a catchphrase.
I want to appeal to the hippies. I'm basically Krusty the Clown. You'll find out what that means in the future.
It started off funny and cool, and then it just got sad and lame. Like his plan was to take, I want to corner the lilac perfume market in Gotham City. That doesn't sound overly lucrative, for one.
No.
And for two, just do that then. I don't feel like there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil it, but I don't think Louis understands what exactly people want to spray on their bodies to smell good.
Yeah, I do like, well, we'll just get into it. I don't want to give too much away either, but he doesn't really do anything and it's kind of cool.
And he's not even on set for some shots. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And he's just sitting around when he is on set too, just sitting there complaining that it's too loud.
Yeah.
I liked it. But we'll get started. This episode opens in Ambergris Bay, where the elite of Gotham City go to beat the heat.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. There's supposed
to be
in a...
because I'm stupid and learn most of my facts from Matt Groening TV shows, that ambergris was a form of whale sperm. So I looked it up, and it turns out ambergris is actually whale vomit. This becomes important soon.
Yeah. They're in a beach house in Ambergris Bay owned by Bruce Wayne. I said beach house my ass because it's just a painting of a bay hanging on the wall in a regular set, you know?
But yes. Yeah.
Barbara Gordon is here.
It's like when they have like on a sitcom and someone's like you see Granny Clampett like furiously driving down the road and the road doesn't move.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're at this beach house that it's revealed. So Barbara Gordon is here. She's chaperoning a party with Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne bought this beach house.
Because he wants to sleep with her.
Yeah. Yeah, so he invited her to this. He bought this beach house so that Dick Grayson, his youthful ward who's growing up, would have a place to entertain his friends. And
his friends who are like 12 times as sad and awful as Dick is.
Yeah. I had to buy this place so this kid would
like
have friends.
He's easily like 10 years his senior, too. And he's easily 30.
Yeah. No, they bought... Yeah. I bought this place so Dick could maybe have some friends and leave me alone for once.
Yeah. It's getting real sad, Barb.
Yeah. And we're having a party. Oh, I hear them coming back. We better fire up the hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's what these kids want with this beach. Yeah, we bought this beach house so Dick would have a place to serve his friends hot dogs. I
And you
know what all
think
the kids like.
that sounds lame as shit, but then you see Dick and his positive acting teen friends and realize they'd be fine with like cold hot dogs out of the package.
Yeah. But yeah.
So
Yeah,
they've
Dick
been
and his
out having the
friends.
fun activity at the bay of, which is not much to do at just like a harbor, but I mean, even then, you wouldn't go gather up bottles, which is what Dick and his friend have been doing.
I assume that they were stealing them from homeless people. Just being rich bullies,
Yeah.
as TV and movies have led me to believe.
While they
Because this
have
is where
their
the.
hobo fight, sneak over there and grab their bottle collection.
Yeah, we get to do what we want because we own this beach. Because this Ambergris Bay is where the elite beat the heat, and they're elite.
It's like
So.
Beverly Hills 90210, but insane.
Yeah. Look what we found. We got some homeless people bottles. We got some driftwood
Some
and this weird.
driftwood. They put
Yeah.
driftwood in their weird burlap sack of crap they found in the bay.
Yeah. And also something they don't know what it is. It looks like a moon rock prop, but it's really light, like styrofoam. And they're just, what is this weird thing we found? It looks, it's pretty big.
Bruce immediately
Br
smells it.
yeah. And he says, this is ambergris. You
Why
mean
is
that
that a thing
whale?
he jumps to? Dick found a thing down by the bay, and Bruce jumps to smelling it.
Well, I don't know, but it worked because he found out it was ambergris, which is the name of the bay. So is it really that hard to believe that that's what
Yeah.
they'd find?
And according to Wikipedia, ambergris smells like shit, so.
Well, it probably does. So does everything that they're after here, but that helps bind the perfume scent or something. Like it is something that they use in the production of perfume, or they used to.
This driftwood also smells like shit.
Yeah, so do
These
these
bottles
bottles,
have
because
shit in them.
yeah, this is where the homeless people use the bathroom. So
Dick, did you steal someone's broke porta potty?
this ambergris should be worth a fortune. That's what they determine. Wow. Oh, good. The rich kids are all patting each other on the back,
Bruce
like,
is like,
woohoo.
thank God we can buy a room back at the manor.
Yeah, that's it. We're kicking someone out.
Yeah.
I knew we should have kept a bathroom.
Alfred's no account cousin Egbert's back out in the street where he belongs.
Exactly. Then there's a
I
knock at
hope
the
he gathered
door.
up all the bottles so he won't have a bathroom when he goes back there. He'll have to go in the
Hired.
sea.
Well, Egbert's got to swim back to England anyway.
Yeah. I wish I had started swimming before I pooped in the sea. Then it would be behind me.
Yes. There's a knock at the door. Who is it? Hired goons. Hired goons. Oh, in come the hired goons with guns. And they say, hand over that ambergris.
And who
And
should be behind these hired goons but Milton Berle, live from a Zoom
I.
call in some other hallway?
Yeah. Yeah, the background doesn't match and he's not even there.
Yeah.
But that's fine. He's just giving advice over Zoom to his goons. Hey, take the boy and Bruce Wayne too.
How did they get into that? I thought they were inside of Bruce Wayne's beach house. Why are they on a beach? That's just his Zoom background, boss. Oh.
Yeah, the technology wasn't as good back then as it is now.
Yeah.
Bring the boy and the guy with the ascot.
Yes, Bruce is wearing an ascot like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. The
But Fred
next
wouldn't get
scene.
taken like a bitch like this. Fred would have killed one of those goons.
I don't know. Fred seems like kind of a bitch to me.
He would have killed one of those goons, and then he would have said to Daphne, "Does it impress you when I take a man's life?" And she would say, "It does, Fred. Let's go look for clues about what his life was like. By that, I mean fucking the bushes."
Yeah.
Yes, your response is, yeah.
I don't want to get into it. That'll go down a dark turn. I've been watching videos of voiced over Scooby-Doo scenes on the internet, and they always take a much darker turn. And
Yeah.
I don't want to take this podcast in that direction,
You
but they're
should watch
delightful.
Velma and just lose all sense of joy.
I will do nothing of the sort. Meanwhile, Alfred's back in the Batcave on the bat phone, explaining to Commissioner Gordon that he doesn't know where they are. They're out of town. I don't know where they're at, and I won't know how to find them.
Don't call then they here get, again.
Yeah, then he gets the news that Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson have been kidnapped, and he stammers. You think maybe he's like worried about them, but I'm pretty sure he's just excited by the possibility of his freedom.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing things I want to do. Like, I'm going to dust this dirty-ass place, and then I maybe make some food.
Yeah, and he's like, but wait a minute. With my freedom, I could go outside. I could do anything I want. I wouldn't have to be confined to a room just standing there until the phone rings. Oh, freedom. This is where we get the...
I'm frightened. I'm going back inside.
I drove Egbert to the ocean. Now I don't know what to do with myself. This is where we get the opening and the title of the episode, Louie's Lethal Lilac Time, was discovered. And that reminded me of Unky Moe's Family Feed Bag. And I was very excited that maybe there was going to be a restaurant opening. My freaking ears! But
what happened to villains opening up restaurant ventures? That was always a good plot.
It was good. I missed that.
You
could
rely on
thing.
Penguin to get break out of prison and immediately come up with like a pop-up restaurant idea.
Yeah. If DoorDash or those type of food delivery apps would have been a thing back then, he totally could have made that more successful than it was, and not even had to be a criminal anymore.
And he could have like gone to pick up food and then eaten some of it on the way to the people's house, and it would still be a crime. But at least then he's doing something wrong. He's stealing basically, as opposed to he just opened up an open air caviar store.
Yeah, but that was all a trick anyway. We get the
Louie sucks so bad we just derailed the Penguin.
Yeah. I wish Penguin was here right now. That would be better than Louie the damn Lilac, who wasn't even there. Speaking of Louie the Lilac, now in his hideout, Bruce and Dick are walked in and tied up by goons. He's got an odd Asian perfume assistant who
her
seems to have
Lotus.
Troubles. Yeah, she has trouble speaking most of her lines. I don't believe her
name is Lotus. I think that was Milton Berle couldn't pronounce her name. He was like, I'm just gonna call her Ping Pong, and she was like, my name is Karen, Mr. Berle.
I was concerned. I got excited because I think there might be a karate fight between this Asian and Batgirl later, because Asians know karate
automatically and math.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was gonna be it. I guess this is as good a time as any. This lady is played by Nobu McCarthy is her name. She was in lots of stuff. She's a Canadian of Japanese descent. Of course, her parents are Japanese, but were living in Canada when she was born.
Her blood
and
is syrup.
Most importantly, she was in all kinds of things, but she was in The Karate Kid Part 2. She played Mr. Miyagi's love interest that he fled Okinawa instead of marrying or having to fight his friend over.
Is Karate Kid Part 2 the one that derails into what's-his-face? Ralph Macchio being obsessed with those little trees? Or is that Karate Kid Part 3 when they killed the franchise?
That's Part 3.
Okay. I don't know came up with that script and didn't think, well, this exciting page turner will surely keep the franchise going another 6 films.
Yeah. Well, they were out of... Ralph Macchio was like 64 years old by then and no longer qualified as a kid.
There's a video of Ralph Macchio where he was like, hey, everybody, I bet you'd be surprised to guess how old I am. And I'm like, 90? I mean, you were like 30 in the 80s. I mean, basing, you know, rough guess. He's like, no, I'm 60. No, you're still lying. Just like you were when you said you were 15 in The Outsiders and you were like 42.
Exactly.
Turns out
but
you can survive on anything. Nobody checks.
Yeah. The internet's wrong anyway.
Internet's usually wrong. You can just go edit that yourself. It's fine.
So this is where we get the plan. This is where we learn that Louis' plan is to corner the lilac perfume market in Gotham City. Ha ha ha. And then one of his goons is like, and the soap market. And he's like, yeah, good call. And then the Asian lady is like, and cosmetics. And he's like, yeah, anything with lilacs. Now, anyway.
So his plan is to start a Bath and Body Works. Got it.
Yeah. She needs a bunch of gross-sounding animal parts to make this happen. That's where
I need some organs and anal glands. Go gather those up in the zoo.
Muskrat glands and musk deer glands and some other kind of, everything is gross.
Abyssian civet cats, which I have no idea what the fuck that even means, but that was lodged in my subconscious. I remember that from seeing this as a kid.
That's delightful. So Louis sends his goons out to the zoo to capture all these animals, and he says, we got Bruce Wayne here. He knows everything about animals, so he's gonna do the surgery to remove these glands. Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's gonna kill some small animals, what the plot is.
Because he knows everything on an account of how he involves himself and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne is the chairman of the Animal Gland Removal Foundation, so he's definitely gonna be able to do that.
What's your surgery procedure, Bruce? Well, I take the animal and bash it against the corner of the table till the part that I need falls out.
Basically. In the meantime, he's gonna use his watch to try to send a message to Alfred. Because that's what his watch does. And then probably my favorite thing ever, because they can't find Batman and Robin, Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara came up with a plan. And that plan was to put together a highlight film of Batman's best moments.
It's a
And
clip
maybe it,
show.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barbara's in the office with them. They're setting up a reel-to-reel like film projector. She's like, what is happening
Which
in
is not
here?
at all how this would work if you actually, and that, yeah. They're setting up like a projector and then they show film clips, but okay, sure.
Yeah. It's like, wait, let's watch these better scenes that we wish were in this episode back from when
Yeah.
this show had money. And so they do that. Like, oh,
Barbara's
look,
like, who was filming this?
here's where Batman escapes from Shame, the cowboy. And here's one where he escapes from Alan, the cowboy.
His
And
plan was to outsmart the Batmobile, and then Barb is like, "It's an inanimate object," and Commissioner Gordon's like, "It sure is."
yeah. So that's it. We watched some better scenes. There's about three or four clips from better episodes. He's like, well, we didn't learn anything about crime fighting from watching this like we had hoped. That was their
Yeah,
plan. They were gonna.
they were gonna
That's
learn
what.
something about crime fighting from watching them get trapped and drive down a road.
Yeah, exactly.
So
So
they give up on
instead,
that.
immediately. Thankfully, Bonnie calls to end the awkward silence and says, hey, a bunch of animals got stolen from the zoo. Oh, good. Is that a
Yeah.
crime we can solve? Now let's watch some more clips of Batman.
Hey, we could have filmed them stealing the animals from the zoo. No, we could not. We were doing this the Andy Griffith way, where a character comes in and says what happened.
Yeah, that's way cheaper.
Yeah.
So Barbara decides to go see what's going on. She goes to visit Alfred at Wayne Manor, who's dealing with a bunch of reporters.
The most
And
like
then.
lazy, no energy reporters imaginable at the Hobbit Hole entrance, apparently.
Yeah, well, they rented out the other entrance. They can't, they're
Yeah.
not allowed to use it.
It's like leads directly out into the country, and there's just like a wooden door.
Yeah, so Barbara has a line here where she's like, I've been trying to call you all day, but the phone's been busy. And then the phone rings. So Alfred goes to answer it in the study where the bat phone is. And she just follows him in and is like looking around and doesn't notice the giant red phone on the desk. And it starts ringing while Alfred's on the other line. And he like surreptitiously covers it with a rag.
Yeah, Barbara's
Like
more of a
that'll.
tactician and a strategist than she is a detective.
Yeah. So she charges in, she's looking around, and Alfred covers it up. She's like, well, I hear a noise. What's under that? And he's like, oh, you can't touch that. That's a dusty cloth.
He should have just said, "That's the phone that your dad uses to call Mr. W Master Wayne to ask him things about animal surgery." And then Barbara would have
Yeah.
gone, "Ew," and left it alone.
Yeah. But instead, Alfred blames ghosts.
Yes.
This mansion is haunted. That sound was ghosts. That bat phone ringing sound under this phone-shaped cover was ghosts.
Yes.
It's where we keep the ghosts.
Because remember, although he and Barbara are partners as Alfred and Batgirl, she's still a woman. It's still 1968. He still thinks she's basically retarded.
That's right. Because she knows that he knows she's Batgirl. Like, they're teamed up as Alfred, Bruce Wayne's butler, but she doesn't know that he's also Batman's butler. That's the
Again,
whole.
more strategist than detective.
Correct. Meanwhile, Bruce and Dick are still held hostage in this defunct fragrance factory. We learn that that's where the hideout is a defunct fragrance factory. Of course it is. They should
And
just
most of
close
it's
all
just
these.
black space. Yeah.
Yeah, they should just blow up all the defunct factories in Gotham, and that would solve their crime problem almost
It would just
immediately.
be Mayberry. It's like a post office in the police department. It's all they got left.
Yeah. So we get a little scene here. Then Alfred figures out where they must be using the bat computer again, because he's a reasonable adult. And
Again,
he phones.
thank God for you, 1960s chat GPT.
Yeah. How would we know this perfume-based villain is going to be at a defunct perfume factory? I
Yeah,
guess that,
Batgirl
yeah.
could have just free associated, but she's not going to do that. That's
She's not.
asinine, so she's not going to do that.
Well, and that's not what she's good at. That's not how her detective skills work. She has to, like, be an adult that's read a book.
Not being a shiftless beatnik like Bruce, she can't just say words at random and come up with something.
Exactly. Well, what she does, though, is make a mean sandwich.
Yeah.
Because that's the next scene. Alfred is on the phone with her, explaining where she thinks they might be to get Batgirl to go there. And she's just posing with a sandwich while she's on the phone. She didn't even take a bite out of it. It's like, well, I
Well,
guess
she's a
my lunch is going
ballerina.
to
She
be
can't really
stale.
eat a whole lot, or else she like would break both of her legs.
That's fair.
She
Meanwhile,
had a
so.
real job outside of this show. She was like involved in a lot of recitals and shit and teaching. She, unlike Adam, who was like, "Ugh, it's noon. I suppose I should go film a Batman scene and call it a day."
That's right. So it's time to go be Batgirl. So she goes into her dressing room to become Batgirl. And there's a dude in there.
Yeah,
Unexpected.
a creepy gnome-like man.
Yes, he's like, I'm the new maintenance man. I didn't think you was home, so I used my key and snuck in the back way. Apparently, your neighbors have been complaining about this revolving wall you got here, so I'm gonna just pry it open and see if I can't, invade your space and wreck your stuff
Yeah.
because your neighbors complained.
About her revolving wall. How loud is that damn wall upstairs?
Yeah, which is fair. Show some respect to your neighbors.
Yeah. She's on the ground floor. I mean, for all they know,
No,
it's like a support wall.
she's up in an elevator. Like, she has to take an elevator to get to her apartment.
Yeah, but she rides the Batgirl cycle
I
straight to the
know.
street.
It's
It's like
almost like
Jerry
this show
Seinfeld's
doesn't make
hallway. It makes
sense.
no sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But they had to take the elevator when in her first episode when Penguin kidnapped her
Oh,
out of the
yeah, then they
elevator.
had like have to go onto her terrace, and she has a terrace.
Yeah. So she's definitely not on the ground floor, but there must be when she goes into the Batgirl cycle storage area, maybe there's a ramp.
She just carved out a several story ramp. I mean, she has a little button she presses to like flip the rim around like it's goddamn shield. So apparently she's
Yeah.
making more off her mail order foot service than we thought.
Must be. But that's the thing. You wonder, like, is this guy going to die here? This could be the time that this guy dies. But she's like, oh, do you want to see what's behind there? I just use it for storage. And she sneakily pushes a button that says,
Secret Batgirl room instant changer or something like that. Yeah.
there's my note. Batgirl Room Instant Transformer. So she pushes that button, which instantly turns it into a storage room. And then she takes him in there and shows him what it is. And he's like, go, look at all this crap. I don't even,
You're one of those hoarding broads, aren't you?
yeah. Anyway, I didn't, sorry to bother you. I'll just leave. And that's it.
No,
But
no.
on the way
Barbara
out,
then says on the way out that it's a good thing that he didn't bother her and don't do it again because she keeps several guns in the apartment.
yeah, she does
Barbara
say
threatened
that.
to shoot a man.
Yeah, she's like, listen, if I ever see you again, you will be dead
Yeah.
on account of I have guns and nothing makes a good target like a maintenance man.
Nobody will
And
miss you. You're a gnome.
yeah. So now she goes and changes into her Batgirl costume. confident because she pushes the Batgirl secret room re-transformer button.
She's like threatening to kill a dude. Today's going well. I think go out as Batgirl and patrol.
Alfred also sends the Batmobile remotely to the same location, to the defunct fragrance factory. Batgirl shows up at the same time, and so do all of the police.
For
So this
the
is,
only time in the series history, yeah.
this is where I made my note, because Batman is talking to Dick, and every time he does, Louis just sitting there. He's just sitting there while his goons
Just
are out stealing
staring.
stuff, and then he's just like, "Hey, shut up over there! Why all the noise? What are you guys talking about?" That's all he
He is
does is just
Krusty the
sits
damn clown, yes.
there.
He's just like staring into space and smoking. Then he's like, "Oh, Adam said something. Shut up."
His goons come back. Okay, the basement's full of all these animals. Bruce says, "I'm never gonna help you, though. I don't believe in animal cruelty, so you can just forget it." And Louis's like, "Well, maybe if you get hungry and thirsty enough, you'll do what I say." And then Commissioner Gordon pipes up on the bullhorn outside and says, "It's the police. We have you surrounded." And then Louis says, "I've got my own bullhorn built into my lapel. You know how bullhorns work?"
Yes.
And he talks back to the police and he says, "It's lilac time for you, if you know what I mean." But of course, they don't know what he means because
And
that's a
nothing happens
stupid thing to
anyway,
say.
so it's lilac time for you, nothing.
I'm going to start using that catchphrase.
But you
I
gotta
think
make
I'm
sure that
going to.
nothing happens at all. Like you just say, it's lilac time for you, and then you just stare at the person.
Which is what happens here. But I like that he expects them to understand. Like he's going to. Like, stop trying to make that catchphrase happen.
I like when Commissioner Gordon says, "Louis, you and all your goons and the herd of animals come out with your hands up."
That's true. You
I
and all
want to
your goons
see
and
like
your
the little civet
hostages.
cats come out with their hands up.
They can't
We're
actually show
Abyssinian.
that.
We have like immunity. You can't arrest
They
us.
don't. The
Then Chief O'Hara says,
diplomatic.
"It's just been revoked," and guns down one of the civet cats. And Commissioner Gordon's like, "God, your bullet made it vaporize. It was the size of your hand. What's wrong with you?" I
Well,
imagined a much different episode from what I was actually watching.
that'll teach those cats for being racist. So Batgirl sneaks in. She's gonna save the day. And she comes in and's like, "Ha-ha, I'm Batgirl and I'm here to stop you." And she ducks under the goons lunging at her smugly, and she's like, "Ha-ha-ha, you silly boys can't stop me," and then gets sprayed in the face and knocked
Collapses
unconscious.
into a heap.
Yeah.
She got on
As
her
one
high
might
horse too
say,
quick because she threatened to kill a man that morning.
"It's lilac time for Batgirl," as they say, and she gets lilaced.
Yeah, she says, "No one says that at," and then he sprays her in the face.
Exactly. Now they decide, so they're going to macerate her in oil. That's the process for extracting the flavors from the lilacs and things that they're using to make perfume. So that's what she's going to do. They're going to boil some oil and dump it on Batgirl and get the juice out of her
And then use
or
it to make
something.
people smell good. You smell like Batgirl corpse.
Bruce
This
says,
is what I said. It goes
hey,
from clip show to Cronenberg.
Bruce decides to bargain for her life, though. He's like, wait. If you don't kill her, I will do the surgery. I will perform the animal surgery." And they say, "Hey, that's a fair deal. That sounds good. All right. I didn't want to kill her anyway. Yeah, good.
No
Let's
one
do
wants to
it."
buy perfume with chunks of a lady in it, so it worked out well.
So he says, "Okay, Mr. Wayne, what do you need to perform this surgery? What do you need? You need a scalpel and a table and a light, and what do you need?" And he says, "I need 2 glasses of warm water." And he says, "Are you fucking kidding me? What?" And he says, "Yeah, no, that's this new animal surgery technique that uses a glass of warm water. That's all I need."
And Louis
"Okay,
goes
if you
along
say
with it
so."
because his feet hurt and he's ready to go home.
My day's almost up, kid.
I'm almost done for the day. That's fine. Get him some water.
Now, as soon as he asked for 2 glasses of warm water, I knew in my heart what was going to happen here, and I was right. He's got, under his ascot, now that he's locked in the basement with the animals, the unseen and unheard animals, he reaches under his ascot and pulls out two pills. And these are instant costume expanding pills. All they need to do is put them in a glass of warm water and they expand like those little foam dinosaur toys you can buy. And it's full-on costumes with utility belts.
Yeah, as you might have been able to tell, listeners, from the fact that I imagined a whole scene with Chief O'Hara defying the UN to gun down a civet cat, I had long since stopped paying attention here. So when Bruce pulled two pills out of his ascot, I assumed they were cyanide.
Yeah, but I didn't. I knew. I was
What's the plan, Bruce? Plan is suicide, Dick.
Because I'm not going to hurt no animals.
I'm tired of dealing with this. And I'm tired of living in a world where Louis also was alive. So I'm just going to leave, and you're coming with me.
Yeah, Batgirl probably would have been, if the shoe was on the other foot and she was the one pretending, she would have been like, yes, I need two razor-sharp scalpels. And then as soon as she got them, she would have, like, started cutting people's heads off and shit.
I need two razor-sharp scalpels, sharp enough to cut an atom in half. Get those for her, boys. And then they give them to her, and she immediately Mo Howard's Louis right in the face.
Yeah.
Episode over.
That's it. But they can't get through the door. Now they're in full bat costume. Also, it's revealed that Louis was lying, and he's going to kill Batgirl anyway. So they're just waiting for the oil to get hot enough to kill her.
While she stands in the inside of the chamber with her arms crossed, glowering. Like, this is the dumbest damn thing.
Yeah, I can't believe I signed up for this shit.
I hope I do die, just so this kind of thing ends.
That's correct. So they escape out the window. We don't see that either because it costs money to show people doing things. They just trot around to the police. And they're like, hello.
Sticky, humid, wrinkly-ass costumes.
That's correct. Also, it's important to note, the police announced they have the building surrounded. But they didn't. They were just sitting out front. So the bad guys could have escaped out the back any time. Because Batman and Robin come around like, oh, we tried to get in the back. But there was nothing. We couldn't get in. So if you guys will help us break down this door with your shoulder meat, we would greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
Oh, sure thing. So the police help them break down the door, but then the police don't come in because they must be going on break. The union rules say we don't have to go inside this building.
Gordon's
so they
like,
help
and
Batman
that's
and Robin.
Lunch. We have food, eat it.
They help Batman and Robin break down the door, but that's it. There's no police. But when there's no police in a building and Batman and Robin break in, that means it's time for a fight. And when it's time for a fight, it's time for the Surf Kings of Gotham Fight Words Recap.
Them's finally fighting words.
During this defunct factory fisticuff session, we get Whack, Biff, Boff, Crash, Splat, Crunch, Wham, and Pow. This has been your Surf Kings of Gotham Fight Words Recap.
During this fight, Louis literally sits down.
Yeah, he was sitting down the entire time.
Yeah.
He gets, like, pushed gently, and he's back to just, hey, keep it down in there.
Yeah.
He just complains
he's
about
like,
the noise.
He's like, and I'm beaten, I'll be over here.
Yeah, also, Batgirl just joins in this fight with no one's rescued her. And at the end, they say, hey, how'd you get out of that vat? And she said, I used my Batgirl vat opener. Oh. Clever.
All right. No further questions. Anyway.
Yeah. This was a pretty fun fight. They were like, at one point, all like 16 of the goons have Batman on the ground and they're pummeling him. And Robin and Batgirl just like swing on lights and kick some dudes.
Then Batman hurls his seed at some people.
Yeah. Yeah. He dumps that's how they end the fight. They dump a barrel of lilac seeds on the ground. And apparently lilac seeds are made out of banana peels, and they're just slippery. So then all the goons are out of commission.
So once you touch you, you're down. That's it.
Yeah. And that's it. That was the end of the fight. Batgirl's like, let's go break in this basement here. Let's open this basement door so we can free Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson. And they say, no, let us do that. You go talk to the police.
I'm sure they're long dead, Batgirl. Bruce is known to carry cyanide inside of his ascot.
Yeah, but those animals probably ate him to bits, and all that's left is their clothes by now.
Presumably, they had a good last meal. I'm sure that Bruce killed and ate a civet cat with no regard to diplomatic immunity. And then they ate their cyanide pills and they died in each other's arms.
Well, what is that hissing down there? It's like, if those cats ate Bruce and Dick, we should probably charge them with a crime. Yeah. First of all, this defunct perfume factory has ghosts. And secondly, we can't arrest those cats for nothing because they have a diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. So and that's only Chief O'Hara can revoke it whenever he feels like.
Exactly. The end of this episode, now they're in Commissioner Gordon's office. He reveals he's going on vacation.
How he afforded that, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got a cruise booked. And they look at him like he's insane.
I assume know he's... by cruise he means, I'm going to go down to the bathhouse and, you know, take a public shower.
I'm just going to sit in the toilet and sit in the toilet and flush it.
I'm going down to the Y like Barney Fife.
They say you can take a vacation. That's fine. But I mean, we were having a surprise lunch in your honor next week.
You were going to get free food.
Yeah.
The city's food. Dime.
I'll cancel. Consider it done.
Will there be meat?
I'm excited about the prospect of food.
My body can't process protein anymore.
I've been just subsiding on water and plant food drops in it, like Chief O'Hara's wife, the potted plant.
She makes seeds for us, delicious seeds.
And then we get a quick teaser here that Nora Clavicle, a noted feminist, is going to take over Gotham City next week.
Which is one of my favorite episodes.
I've never seen it. I've heard tell of it. I've never seen it.
It's one of the ones that I really like vividly recall, as opposed to just having Abyssinian civet cats lodge in my subconscious.
Fair enough. That's how I was with that episode about coating his stomach with buttermilk to avoid poison. That's how I learned a harsh lesson about buttermilk and how it tastes like ass.
Then I tried to coat my own stomach with buttermilk and curled up in a fetal position on the floor to vomit my stomach out.
Correct. Well, I guess it's time to rate this foolishness. On the Batman scale for his effectiveness as a crime fighter, is there anything lower? Are we ready to go lower than a zero? Because he did nothing.
He does nothing.
They had, at all. They resorted to watching better episodes of Batman to get some Batman action in this episode. So I'd say, can we give him a one or a zero?
-5.
Yeah, he was very ineffective as a crime fighter.
I thought he was going to commit murder-suicide with Dick, so.
Yeah, I guess that would give him a one.
Yeah.
We can call that a one. On the Robin scale for just how crazy he is, again, he was Robin for approximately 35 seconds, and we did not even have.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the clips, though. That was all Batman. They didn't even hardly show Robin in those clips. Yeah. So.
He was in the Batman.
Yeah, he's just the six, I guess, because that's the lowest Robin scale we can go. I'd almost go into the negatives and call them like a 5 because he didn't do any damn thing.
Batgirl takes up the crazy baton by threatening to shoot a man.
She did threaten a man's life, and I liked it. I was for it. He deserved it because he snuck into her apartment.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Come back, and that'll be the end of you.
You have to give notice for that.
Mm-hmm. She's like, have a lease.
Yeah.
Violate it again, and you won't violate it anymore.
Yeah. On the Warden Crichton scale for progressive penology, where we rate the plot, the plan, the scheme, the scam of the villain, this has also got to be a damn zero.
Yeah.
He kidnapped some people, but there was no plan. His plan, you know, he committed a crime, but his plan was to make perfume.
He robbed a zoo and then was going to make some lady chunk perfume.
Yeah. Like, again, He sat in a on a barrel and complained about the sound
and how his
he didn't
hurt.
Do anything. Yeah, his plan was stupid. Yeah, that was a dumb episode. I'm looking forward to this Nora one, but I don't know what.
So spoilers in the Nora one, she uses their bodies, Batgirl, Robin, and Batman, to tie them up. Because we got to have some Cronenberg shit of some kind of body horror. And then she ties them up with Batgirl's entrails. And Then she sets these little mice loose in the city, like little robotic mice, and they're all like multicolor because 1968. And then Batman comes up with the idea of gathering these robot mice based on nothing by playing the flute. And he tells
The old
Batgirl and Robin to play like you've never played before. And Batgirl glares at him as if to say, I never have fucking played before.
Yeah, well, then it should be easy for you.
Yeah. He's like, look, just make a hooting noise. I'll take care of the rest. Then he prances to the street. It's more fair to say minces to the street, playing his flute, and the mice follow him. It's wonderful.
Well, that sounds much better than this episode, so at least we've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, the enemy is feminism.
Well, I guess that does it for another episode of Surf Kings of Gotham. As always, you can follow us on Facebook at Surf Kings of Gotham, on YouTube at Surf Kings of Gotham, on Twitter and Instagram at our show on shows, or of course, at our show on shows.com.
We're heading into a strange and challenging new era where we try to occasionally do things with those websites, so be sure to be there for it.
Yeah, just in time for like what, there's like 8 episodes left or 7 episodes left or something.
Yeah.
This was 18. We got to go to 26. So yeah,
Yeah. We're gonna
there's not much
try
left.
to get the cartoon show from the 70s lined up because that's considered to be season four. And we've talked about doing the two movies they did later once they realized what they had and quickly got Adam to record two voiceovers. William Shatner plays Two-Face in one of them.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah. And then I figure after that, we've talked about some other things. So if you enjoy the show, to our Finnish listeners, we're not necessarily going anywhere. We're just wrapping up the season and the actual aired show, but I mean, you could look at the last couple episodes and say this is long over.
Yeah. Well, we'll do something.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
Yeah.
six listeners. We won't leave you high and dry.
I think that right now the presiding possibility, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is to do alternating episodes where we go like either Get Smart, Renegade, and Happy Days, some combination of those.
Yeah, all great shows.
Yeah. So like we may alternate like one week, one episode you find out what Richie and Ralph Malph and their 45-year-old friend Fonzie's are up to. And then in the next episode, you find out what Reno Raines is up to. So that way you
Yeah.
stay abreast of shows that ended at least 30 years ago.
Yeah. You never know when that knowledge is going to come in handy.
Yeah. It'll make you the hit of all the parties you're not invited to. In your mind, you can say, boy, I'd be a winner if I was there.
That's right. But you don't want to go to parties anyway. People are rude and they smell funny.
And you got to
Well,
talk to them. And you'll be
yeah.
telling them, when I was listening to Surf Kings, it's called that because it used to be a Batman show. But they were talking about the episode where Fonzie got locked in a meat locker and said, hey, and raised the temperature. It was amazing. And then the person will say, I don't know what Happy Days is. You know, a show that I watch is Modern Family. And then your mouth can drop in horror as you stare at them and go, what?
Yeah, the only old show I like is Friends, they might say. And then
Oh,
you know
God.
you've gone to the wrong party.
And then they'll be like, pivot! And you'll be like, I'm gonna pivot the fuck out of here.
That's correct.
Anyhow, till next time, bye everybody.
Bye, Dr. Nick.
Sir King of Gotham.